tonight we're going to do something I've never done this before. And to be real honest with you, it feels a little strange for me because what we're going to do tonight, I felt like the Lord said that He wanted me to show you or to let you hear how I pray each day, mostly for you and the others that I feel like God has put in my care. You know, the Lord has a way of asking His children to be responsible for other of His children, to be responsible for their care. That doesn't mean that I'm everybody's father or daddy, and I'm supposed to take care of everybody in every way, but we have a church, and there's a church parish that I'm responsible for, and I'm responsible for my family, my kids, my grandkids. I feel spiritually responsible for them, but the Lord has also really put on my heart the folks on the prayer line, and I feel like the Lord has asked me to pray for you, to support you, to teach at least when He gives me something for the prayer line, to be able to be here, to at least offer some care from another source other than your own pastors or families. So anyway, the Lord has asked me tonight to share with you how I pray. And I don't know why He's done that. I've never done this before. It's going to be a little bit difficult because this is intimate. This is my intimate time with the Lord. And it's not something that you normally share with other people. But the Lord's asked me to do that. I don't know if He just wants you to be reassured by how I'm praying, or He wants maybe some of you to know how to agree with me, or maybe He wants to teach you something or teach me something. I don't know, but if you'll allow me, we're going to dive into this. And I've got a couple of caveats. There are a lot of times that I pray very specifically for folks and specific needs, specific names, and call those out to the Lord. And because I don't want to embarrass anyone or put anyone on the spot, there may be times tonight where I don't do that. If I say a name, it's a person that I'm pretty sure you don't know, and nobody on the radio that's going to hear this broadcast later will know. And so I may say some names, but most of the names I'm going to leave out. So just understand that if I come to places where names ought to go and there aren't any, I'm trying to be careful about this. Anyhow, listen and let me kind of take you through some of the prayer that I pray each day. And I use the word us and we, and that includes the folks that are in our parish, that are in our church, the folks that come to our church services, our home groups on Tuesday night, to many folks that we have ministered to in the past, and to y'all on the prayer line. So anyway, I'm just going to model the prayer for you. Y'all can listen. Father, I pray that today You bring Your kingdom into this world, that You bring us into the joys of Your kingdom, that You bring us into Your provision, Your protection, Your healing that You have for us, the deliverance that You have for us. Bring us into the joys of Your kingdom. But Father, also bring us under Your rule and reign. Give us grace to submit our will to Your will. I pray especially for David and Rachel. I pray for Derek and for Lydia, for Joseph and for Edward. And Father, I pray that their mothers will be powerful intercessors on their behalf, that their mothers will have great insight in how to pray for their children, to bring them into a place where they can submit their will to Your will. Give their mothers great power in prayer, Lord. I also pray, Father, that You give us, all of us, a chance to lead someone to the Lord. Bring people to us that are ready to pray the sinner's prayer, or to folks that we can plant the seed of Your word so they will be ready. Send us to folks, Lord, whose wells have been capped over and they're in captivity and they need a release in the Spirit. Send us to folks that need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray on the prayer line, each day there will be an opportunity for somebody to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Let that happen in our services. Bring those folks to us, Father, in Jesus' name. I also pray, Lord, that You open these lips, my lips. Let my mouth proclaim Your praise today. Fill me up with Your Holy Spirit. Fill me to overflowing. Refill me. let me say and do only the things that I hear and see of you. And Father, I pray that you refill all of us, refill Debbie and Grace and the folks in our parish, the folks that we've ministered to in Scotland, the folks that come on Tuesday night, all the prayer line folks, the folks that are filled with the Holy Spirit, even the reluctant folks, Lord, those that haven't spoken in tongues for a long time. I pray you just pour your Spirit out on them, Lord, and that they'll speak in tongues today. They'll be filled with your Holy Spirit today. They'll allow your gifts to flow through them today in a powerful way because they've been refilled with the Holy Spirit, just like in Acts 4, the disciples and apostles were refilled with your Holy Spirit. But Father, I also pray for folks that need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And at this point, I got a long list of folks I'm praying for to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I call them out by name and I ask the Lord to woo them with his Holy Spirit, to draw them and to love them, to open their eyes, to see that he wants to fill them. And I pray that the Father will bring them into a place where they'll want to be filled with the Spirit. They'll want that intimate relationship. They'll want to be more intimate with their God. They'll want to have the power of the Holy Spirit flow through them. They'll want to speak in tongues, even. There are some folks I have prayed that prayer over for 10 years before they got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I know it's 10 years may sound like a long time to pray, but it's worth it if God's able to touch somebody's life and turn them around. It's worth our time to do that. Lord, I pray today that you lead and guide us into all righteousness for your name's sake. Show us your will, Lord, and give us grace to both hear your will and guts to do your will. And where we can't hear or we can't do, Father, I pray that you send circumstances, people, miracles along, angels, if you need to press us back right into the center of your will. Lead us away from accidents, ours and others. Lead us away from catastrophes and disasters and emergency room visits. All of us, Lord, lead us away from sickness and disease, from any kind of predators or con men, especially protect our children from predators, Lord. Our own willfulness, lead us away from that, our own arrogance and our own stubbornness. Lead us away from that, Father. Lead us away from temptation. Show us with each temptation, show us the way of escape and give us grace to take that way of escape. Lord, I pray that you show us the schemes of the enemy that he has planned for us. Show them to us in advance so that we can sidestep his plans and his schemes and we won't fall into his traps. Father, I pray that you deliver us from evil, that you deliver us from evil spirits and evil people. Deliver us from the evil that's in our own heart. I come against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus, and I tell you that you can't operate against us. You have no authority over us, and I bind you up and forbid your operations against us. I come against the evil spirits, the evil princes that have been set over Dumfries and Galloway, over Wilmington, over Charlotte, over Spartanburg, over Selma and the Selma Revival. I come against the evil princes in the name of Jesus that have been set over Texarkana and our families, our businesses, our churches, all of the folks on the prayer line. I come against the evil princes that have been set against us. And I bind you up in the name of Jesus and I forbid your operation against us. I tell you that you can't have us. I forbid you from hindering or oppressing us or the kingdom of God or the children of God or the people of God. You can't stop the work of the kingdom of God in our lives. I come against the evil spirits that have been sent against us, spirits of infirmity, and I bind you up and I forbid your operations against us. I drive away any spirits of cancer, any spirits of fibromyalgia, any spirits of arthritis, or any other spirits of infirmity of any kind. And I tell you, we are marked in the Spirit. You cannot bring to us sickness of any kind in Jesus' name. I break the power of generational curses over all of us. I break any curses that have been said over us. And again, there are several families and people at this point that I often mention, and it's really hard not to do that, but I'm gonna not mention their names tonight because I've already prayed for them once today, but I want to pray this prayer for them again, you know. Anyway, Lord, any curses, any spells that have been sent our way, hexes that have been sent our way, even curses we've brought on ourselves, I break those, Father, and I nullify them in the name of Jesus, and I ask that you lift those from us and set us free from those curses in Jesus' name. I come against any spirits that would come into our lives. I forbid you from sending spirits of addiction or pornography or adultery or any other kind of evil spirits into our lives. You can't tempt us. You can't entice us. You can't draw us away from the Lord and from serving God. In the name of Jesus, I break off of us any familiar spirits. I break the links between us and the familiar spirits. I put a hedge of protection over us in the blood of Jesus that they won't even be able to find us again. I drive you away in the name of Jesus, tell you to be gone from us, you familiar spirits, and leave us and don't come back in Jesus' name. I also muzzle you, evil princes that have been set over us in the name of Jesus Christ, and forbid you from lying to us. You can't lie to us about each other. You can't lie to the people about the pastors about the people, the bosses about their employees, and vice versa. In our businesses, you can't lie to our customers about us or our vendors about us or us about them. I forbid you from bringing spirits of contention and strife into our families and into our family-like relationships where we work and where we go to church and places like that. I just bind you up and cast you away. You can't disturb those relationships in Jesus' name by lies and lying to us about each other. I forbid you from lying to us about our own state in the Lord. I forbid you from bringing up to us condemnation and reminding us of all of our sins, those things which God has forgotten. I forbid that in the name of Jesus Christ. I forbid the operation of false spirits, of false symptoms, lying spirits that would bring false symptoms of disease or sickness to us. I just put a hedge of protection over us in the blood of Jesus that you'll protect us, Father, from these kind of things so that Satan can't either bring disease to us in the first place or try to bring disease back after we've been healed with these false symptoms. And Father, those who have been attacked by these spirits of false symptoms, I pray that you give them discernment. They'll know they're not sick. This is a demon that's coming against them, and they'll have great power and great authority to stand up against the enemy. I also forbid the operation of spirits of lying emotions, spirits that would come to us with lying emotions like spirits of fear or spirits of depression or spirits of loneliness. I drive away loneliness in Jesus' name. Spirits of jealousy that would come and bring strife into families. I just bind up all of these false emotions that your evil princes might send our way. And I tell you, you can't send them our way, that you can't bring them into our lives. You can't have us in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, that you send your angels to watch over us, to guard us, to bear us up, to protect us. And may they do spiritual warfare on our behalf. May they be very effective. May they be very victorious in their spiritual warfare on our behalf. Father, put your angels around all of us, around our persons, around our children, our cars, our work, our play, our property, our animals. Just let your angels camp about us and do the work that you have sent them to do, to not only protect us, but to minister to us, those who are going to inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I don't know how to do this next part because I spend some time binding up spiritual strongmen. There's a principle. You know, Jesus talked about the strong man. If you bind up the strong man, you can go in and take his plunder. You can plunder his house and take away what he has stolen or taken. And I believe this is a valid concept that we can do that with our families and with people. And I'll give you an example. I won't say their names, but I bind up the strong man over a couple of people and say, Satan, you cannot have their sexuality and you cannot keep them from serving God. I bind up the strong man over a couple in Scotland. You can't have her mobility through arthritis. You can't have his sobriety. You can't have their marriage in the name of Jesus. And I also pray, Lord, that you put a watch guard on her lips so that she doesn't grumble and complain. I bind up strong men over our businesses. And I usually spend some time individually with the businesses as the Lord has laid on my heart. It's not uncommon that for folks we have prayed for recently, sometimes as long as 2 or 3 months ago, but the Lord will still have them on my heart. And so I'll bind up the strong man over them in the name of Jesus, that Satan can't have his way in their lives. Bind up the strong man over families, that he can't bring strife. There's a few folks that I bind up the strong man over them and say, I bind you up, Satan, you strong man over these, that you can't keep them from stopping smoking. And there's another group that I pray over again by name. Strong man, I bind you up in the name of Jesus and tell you, you can't keep these folks from losing weight. You can't keep them fat in Jesus' name. And there are several other things like that. I guess that kind of gives you an idea. And it's not uncommon that if I have prayed for you lately, that you're in that prayer at that point as well. One of the things I usually do first, I didn't do tonight, but one of the things I usually do first is pray a prayer of confession. And again, I use the word we and us, and that includes y'all too. I specifically include the Prayer Network folks. The Prayer Network folks all over the world, really. And my prayer of confession will often go something like this. Most merciful God, I confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we've left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus, have mercy on us, Lord, and forgive us. Father, open our eyes to see where we're holding grudges and unforgiveness and bitterness against anyone. And give us grace to let go of that, Father. Show us how to do that. Father, I pray that you show us our sin. If we're walking in any kind of sin, show it to us. Sin of idolatry, our arrogance, our rebellion, our disobedience, our rotten attitudes, our grumbling and complaining. Lord, show those things to us and give us grace to run away from those as fast as we can and stay away. Father, show us the destructive emotions that we're carrying down on the inside of us. Show us the guilt and the shame and the fear and the PTSD and all the things like that that we might be carrying on the inside of us. And when you show us those, give us grace, Father, to release those to you and to give that up to you. And then I pray that you come heal us. Show us also, Father, the places on the inside of us, the inner wounds and inner traumas that we've suffered. Show us, Lord, the lies that go with those. And give us grace to replace the lie with the truth. And then give us courage to walk in the truth. And grace to give up those hurts to you as we see them and you begin to heal us. Give us grace to give them up to you, Father, and then come heal us, please. I also pray, Lord, that you open our eyes to any deception or any delusion that we have fallen into. And give us courage, Lord, to see the lies that we've believed. Give us courage to face them, to root them up, to tear them out and tear them down, and to replace them with the truth. And then, Father, give us courage to actually walk in the truth that you've shown us. I pray, Father, that you show us what it means to be forgiven by the King of the universe. Show us what it means to be truly absolved by you. And give us a revelation of the innocence that we now walk in because you've forgiven us. And with that innocence, Lord, give us grace to desire your will and to walk in your will to the glory of your name today. And now, I know this is going to sound funny to you, but I do this every morning, is I stand up after praying something like that, and I turn to every point of the compass as I make this declaration over you. Almighty God, have mercy on you and forgive you all your sins through Jesus Christ our Lord. Wash you in the blood of Jesus, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. So that is being declared over you every single day. And I hope that we can all walk in that kind of forgiveness and that kind of innocence and understanding of what it means to be forgiven by God. I like to pray for healing. I like to pray for provision. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Provide for us today, Father, every single need. Even if we don't know how you can possibly do it, even in those situations, I know, Father, that there are folks that we know that we have prayed for that are in dire financial circumstances, and I pray that you provide for them today in a miraculous way. But Lord, also give us grace and give us wisdom to do today what we need to so that you can provide for us tomorrow and the next day and on into the future. Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we can't contain. I pray, Father, that you rebuke the devourer from our finances, from our stuff, from our relationships, from everything about us. Rebuke the devourer, Father. I pray, Lord, that you bless everywhere where one of us lives. I pray that you bless that area financially, that you bring businesses into that area, that you bring money into the governments and money through grants or whatever is needed, that our businesses are blessed, that there are good, wise businessmen that will come into our areas and run businesses and cause them to grow and that we'll be able to be part of that. Bless each one of us, Father, to provide a good value where we work and be promoted and be able to come into a place where we're worth more, can be paid more. And Father, if this is not the place we're supposed to be, then bring us into a new job. There are several folks I pray over specifically that God will protect their job, that God will provide for them in special ways and bless their finances. Pray that the Lord will lead and guide us away from any kind of financial reversals or financial stupidity and guide us into the investments and businesses that he wants us to be part of. There are lots of folks that I pray for specifically and businesses where I pray specific things about them that I know what's going on or I know what the Lord wants to do as I feel like the Lord has led me. And fellows, for instance, that I pray over their sales territory, their commission-only salespeople, and I pray that the Lord will open doors for them and give them great favor and great grace in every opportunity that they walk into. And that the Lord will bless and protect all of their projects, protect their customers, protect the margin, you know, the money that they would make on whatever they sell. I pray for money to come in for mission trips. Sometimes it's mission trips for us, Debbie and I. Sometimes it's mission trips for Grace or Lawrence or somebody else that we know about. And we just pray that the Lord will open up the windows of heaven and bring that money in, even from unexpected sources, and bring others into the place where they can become part of the ministry that we're doing by contributing. And then that way they get a blessing. And so I pray over them that those that give, that they'll be blessed and that they will be blessed truly in scriptural ways the way the Lord promises. I tell you what, let me kind of give you an idea how I pray a general prayer of healing. And again, especially if I've prayed for someone recently, Lord often keeps them on my heart for days or weeks or months at a time. And I'll continue to pray for them and continue to pray specifically for their healing. And a lot of the names I can't mention tonight, I may get to mention some, but we'll see. We'll just see what the Lord allows me to do here. Father, I pray that you go to every place in our body that has been wounded, that has any kind of sickness or disease, that's been injured, anything that has been damaged because of spirits of infirmity, that's been damaged because of disease or sickness of any kind, anything that has been damaged because of generational curses, genetic defects, genetic mutations, anything in our bodies, Father, that's not working right. I pray that you go right to that spot and that you heal our bodies. I pray, Lord, that you send your resurrection power through us every day to heal us at the genetic level, touch us at the cellular level so that as our cells reproduce, they'll reproduce properly and in a healthy way. And especially places where there are brain injuries or nerve injuries or things like that, Lord, just recreate those spots in their bodies. Touch and heal us in a way that brings us into a place of divine health, that brings us into a place of Moses health, Lord. I pray specifically for Keith and for Daniel, that you recreate the synapses and the dendrites and neurons and all the parts of their brain that have been damaged. And Bishop John, I pray, Father, that you literally recreate their brains and bring them back to a place where they are functioning normally, as this is your will for us, that we be healed. I come against any cancer or precancer cells that are living in any of us. I curse you in the name of Jesus Christ and tell you to die and be flushed out of our systems now in Jesus' name. I come against any bacterial, viral, or fungal infections growing in or on us that don't belong there. And I curse you in Jesus' name and tell you to leave our bodies and be gone. Father, I pray that you touch every area of our bodies, so that our bodies function the way you design them to. Every system, every organ, touch our immune systems, Father, so our bodies are not fighting against each other. I drive away fibromyalgia. I drive away arthritis and any other autoimmune disease. And I pray, Father, that you change our bodies so that our immune systems operate perfectly and in perfect order, that our hearts and our circulatory systems, lungs, set us free from allergies. Protect us from colds, protect us from flu, set us free from asthma, respiratory distress of any kind. Lord, change our bodies so that they are inhospitable places for sickness, that they're not hospitable for cancer cells or tumors or anything like that in Jesus' name. So that as we age, we don't get worse and we don't get sicker. We get more and more well, because every time our cells reproduce, they do it in the presence of the glory and the goodness of God, and that causes them to reproduce in a proper way, so that we are every day becoming more and more well, more and more strong, more and more vigorous to be able to carry out the will and the things that you have called us to do. Thank you, Lord. Like I say, this is funny, because like I said, I've never done this before, but it's almost hard not to pray specifically for certain folks, you know. But anyway, that's generally how I pray for healing, and that's generally how I pray. There's a few other things that I pray for and might pray over you, but that's generally most of the things that I pray over you and our parishioners. And I hope that you understand, I feel like it's a labor of love that God has called me to do, and I have watched as God has answered these prayers. Some of them, like I said, I've prayed. There's one person that I'm praying over, that strong man is bound up so they can't stay fat. And sure enough, over the years of praying that, they've lost weight and they're continuing to lose weight. They still have some to go, but you know, you get to see results every once in a while. Anyway, I don't know what else to say tonight. I don't even know how to close it, except to say that's how I pray for you, and I hope that accomplishes whatever it was Lord wanted to do tonight. Amen.